our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Watch this.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Got people calling in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Let me go with Matthew from Philly. Matthew, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, thank you for having me on. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, I was just calling in to clarify that as someone who's been to some rallies for Palestine and who has said Free Palestine, there's a difference between saying Free Palestine and supporting Hamas, which is just one fraction, like political fraction of the total of Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. So saying Free Palestine doesn't necessarily mean support for Hamas.
So when you say Free Palestine, are you a Free Palestine person, meaning that you rally for, you believe in the mantra of free in Palestine?
Right. Right. In the sense I support Free Palestine, the mantra, if you want to call it that. Okay.
Yeah, so what does that look like for you? Like, when you say Free Palestine, what does that look like, in actuality?
I guess, well, specifically for the West Bank, or like the end of occupation of the West Bank, but also for Gaza, after the 2006 election, there was massive intervention into what could develop in Gaza. So Free Palestine means an actual autonomous Palestinian either territory or what could be what you mentioned, the two-state solution, which was actually many Palestinians supported, and that was kind of the point with Yasser Arafat and with the Camp David Accords and also in Oslo. The point was to have the two-state, and Palestine, and Palestinians did rally to support it. It didn't come to fruition, but your representation that Palestinians don't support it or Arafat didn't support it when Oslo happened isn't really historically accurate.
Okay, so right now where we stand, how do we make that happen? Because you said you believe that the West Bank is occupied by the Jewish state. Or not the Jewish state,
right,
but the Israeli state, right? They're occupied.
Yeah,
so right. how do you get to the point where you're no longer occupied, and what does that look like?
Well, I guess
just say in the West Bank the Palestinians decide that they're gonna do it by force. Wouldn't they be justified if their land is being occupied?
I don't support occupation, which has been deemed illegal by the UN. It's been illegal for decades since its inception.
Okay.
I got that.
You don't support occupation. It's been illegal. The Israelis are illegally occupying the West Bank. So if Palestinians decide to use force against Israelis to end the occupation and get their land back, are you in favor of that?
Well, I don't support violence, but I support resistance to power in the same way that American colonists resisted colonial intervention from the British into the colonies in the 18th century. So there's a difference between resistance historically. We have to understand why people resist and may use violence to do so, but I don't support the use of violence, if that's your question.
So if violence was the only way of resolving this, then would you support violence?
Well, on a moral principle, I don't support violence towards humans, so no. But I support resistance to unjust political to an unjust use of political and state power against a group of people. So I support resistance to it, and that's kind of why we rally for Palestine and say free Palestine, because the movement of resistance to unjust state power of Israel. It's not resistance to Jewish people. So we have to be careful when we say the Jewish state, or it's anti-Semitic to say free Palestine, which I think maybe you've been saying on your show, but we've got to be careful when we use that kind of language.
Right. I think that, you know what I mean? I'll get to that point in a second. But like what Hamas did, right? Hamas is simply trying to liberate the Palestinians from control in Gaza. They want their rightful position to regain the land that they believe was taken from them. That's what Hamas's entire purpose is. And they use force and kidnapping to accomplish that. And so are they wrong?
Are they wrong for what? What's your question?
Are they wrong for taking action that they believe is necessary to liberate their people?
If you're saying it does Hamas, does, if they're resisting to liberate their people, no. But what I'm saying, yeah, right, if resistance is okay, but let's talk about resistance to unjust state power. But I wouldn't support violence, and I don't support Hamas, because Hamas is a religious fundamentalist group that does use acts of terror. And I don't support that either if it's Hamas in Gaza, or if it's the Likud in Israel, and or the Kahanists in Israel. I mean, do you support the Otzma party in Israel?
Yeah, one second. I'll get to that in a second. So when we go back to Gaza, the Palestinians in Gaza elected Hamas by 75% of the vote. And then Hamas acted out what the Gazans wanted them to do, because they voted for them to free them. Do you have a problem with that? Or do you think that Hamas is occupying Gaza?
Wait, when was this election? Where's your statistic coming from? What election?
The previous election of Hamas in Gaza, when they elected Hamas to power in Gaza.
What year?
That election, I can't remember exactly what year. I can look it up, but the year that they became the authority in Gaza.
Right. If you're talking about the 2006 election, correct, many Palestinians in Gaza voted for that, but it wasn't a majority, it was a plurality. There was only about 44%, I believe, was voting for Hamas in Gaza. The majority of Palestinians, however, in the West Bank, voted for Fatah. There's a split between Fatah and Hamas in Palestine. So it's hard to talk about Palestinians supporting one party or the other, because West Bank Palestinians have their own political party that they tend to favor, because nationalism in the West Bank developed different from nationalism in Gaza, which is very not in the same kind of strain of nationalism.
Yeah, and I understand that to a degree, but when you look at Gazans and you look at Hamas, you have to make a decision there. You either the Gazans elected Hamas in plurality, or whatever you say, majority, not majority, but popular vote, however you would say, and they support Hamas, and Hamas is acting on behalf of the people, or the Palestinians in Gaza are being occupied by Hamas, which means that freedom of Palestinians should be freedom from Hamas.
Well,
because they had the power to elect whoever they wanted to in Gaza.
Right, Hamas isn't really an occupying force, though. In the same way, whoever wins the election here, the Democratic Party isn't occupying the country. It's a we're not talking about occupation in the sense of political parties winning. We're talking about occupation in the sense of like legal boundaries that are controlled by an outside force. That's what occupation means. Hamas isn't an occupying force because of
they're running the government and they're acting unanimously on their own behalf to murder and kill Jewish people outside of the will of the people, then subject the people to retaliation without any level of support or defense of the people. Like, I mean, it seems like they're an outside source that acting on behalf of the people without their authorization. That's got to be what you're saying, or the people are complicit in Gaza in electing a terrorist organization that then acts out their very mission, which is to terrorize and kill Jews to take back the land that they believe was stolen, or the land that's occupied by the Jewish nation, or the Israeli nation.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the point is. Again, Hamas is not an occupying force in the sense that we're talking about occupation. It seems like you're conflating occupation with political power, maybe, over a territory.
Well, because you think about occupation, there was a war that was fought, and the Israelis won the war. That's why they own the land. And there was agreements that were put into place to allow the West Bank to exist and for Gaza to be completely run by Palestinians that live in Gaza, that elect their government systems. And so I don't believe that Israelis are occupying anything. If anything, the land that belongs to the Palestinians are being controlled by a terrorist group. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Quick and Clean Car Wash, the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it'll work well for you. I want you guys to introduce Relief Factor as a gift that helps the people in your family. Some people are struggling with joint discomfort, aches, and pains, but they won't do nothing about it. You have to be the leader. Get them a bag of Relief Factor for Christmas. They will thank you later. Relief Factor is a daily supplement, if you're not familiar with it, that helps your body fight against pain. It's 100% drug-free. Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative to pain. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and also omega-3s to help reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains that you're experiencing. Whether it's your neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask the pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you can feel better all day, every day. Over a million people have tried Relief Factor's quick start, and nearly 70% have gone on to order again. So Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better, but it's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. All right, I just want to do a rebuttal. Anytime somebody calls and we kind of go back and forth, and I want to just do a rebuttal. I just personally think it's a differing of opinions. And the differing of opinions have to come with consequential admissions. Now, it's convenient to say, well, I don't agree with violence. Well, the only way that occupation is not going to continue to exist in Israel is if there's violence. And I don't believe it's an occupation. It's like saying we're occupying native land. No, we're not, man. We won the war. We fought. We won. We own it now. That's how it's been happening for centuries at a time. How do you think Palestinians got to the place that they're at? The Jewish people started in Israel. All the way from Abraham. You go all the way from Abraham. Then there was a Muslim takeover. I forget the name of the Muslim sect that came and took over, because the temple was there at the Temple Mount. And then now you see a mosque up there. How did that happen? You know what I'm saying? And if you go to Israel, you'll see that when nations are conquered, they just build on top of them. And so there was a temple at the very bottom of the Temple Mount, and you still see remnants of it, and they just build on top of it and on top of it and on top of it, the Romans, and you just go on and on and on. The Jewish people were there first for thousands of years, and then there was an occupation of the Romans, and then I want to say Ayatollah or something, but I'm probably going to get the name wrong. But then the Jewish people, then the Muslims begin to take over the region. And then They had the Jews come back. The Jews had their part. The Palestinians or the Muslims had their part. And then there were wars that were fought. The Israelis got attacked. They defended themselves in wars, and they won, and they conquered, and they ended up occupying or having the land that they won in a war. It's not something where they swindle somebody out of a birthright. But they said, hey, man, look this way. All right, this our land. This our land. No, there was a fight that happened. People died over this stuff. There was a war that was fought. And the prevailing group of people that won the war, it is now their land. And then there was an agreement, and at least in I would say not just an agreement, but the Israelis acquiesced in part to the Palestinians to give them the West Bank and not try to take over the West Bank as well. And then they completely removed themselves from Gaza. And when you leave the people of Gaza to their own devices, they elect the terrorist group. You can say by majority, a plurality, modality, whatever you want to say. They ended up electing a terrorist group. And the terrorist group is acting on behalf of the people. The terrorist group in their founding documents believe in eliminating the Jews and taking the land back. And that's not going to be done because you go over there and shine enough shoes and pay people off. You're going to have to kill people. And when you see them driving back into Gaza with hostages and stuff, they're cheering. They're celebrating because many of them, this is exactly what they wanted. They believe they're being occupied, just like the gentleman that called in. They believe that the Israelis are occupying the land illegally against international law. So if you believe that the Israelis are occupying the land illegally against international law, that means the occupied have the right to overthrow the ones who are illegally in possession of the land. They have every right to defend themselves according to the person that called in. Therefore, murder is still on the table because the ends have to justify the means. But see, when you believe that, you believe that they're being occupied, then to be honest, you're open to all this stuff happening. You cannot say they're illegally occupying the land and that mean that they illegally took the land. That mean that you have to say there was atrocities that happened. That mean you have to say that the Israelis are terrible, evil people who took over land unjustifiably. And therefore, those who get the land back by using force are justified. That's like if I'm in my house and somebody come in my house, beat me up, throw me on the curb, kill my kids in the process. It's my house. I own the house. You just threw me out of my house. I come back, kill them, take my own house. Who's wrong? I'm right. It's my house. They killed my family to take it from me, and I took it back. I'm totally justified. Then this is the same argument they're making. I'm saying that that's absolutely illegitimate to say that Israel is, you know, illegally occupying the Palestinian land. Just be honest. Why can't we have an intellectual conversation of honesty? If you really believe that Israel is occupying the land, then everything that they do is justified because the Israelis are devils and they took over the land unjustifiably. And the Palestinians through Hamas should be able to use any amount of force necessary to take their land back. Come on, man. I think people don't want to be honest because they know how crazy it sounds. They don't want to skirt that line too far. But you got to pick a side. I don't believe that Israelis are unjustifiably occupying the land. Therefore, they should be able to coexist with Palestinians. And if they coexist with Palestinians, we shouldn't see four wars. But the Palestinians don't feel that way. They want to kill the Jews. So what is it? But anyway, I want to bring some more people in because there's people with a lot of opinions. Only got a minute left. So I don't want to bring you in and then cut you off. So just hold the phone for the people that are calling in. I'll bring you back in the next segment. We have enough time. I honestly believe that I'm being fair about this. You either believe that Israelis are justified in what they're doing, therefore they can coexist together, or you believe that the Israelis weren't justified in what they're doing and they should never coexist together, and that Palestinians should take over the land, and if killing every Jew to do that or forcing them out of the region will accomplish that, then they're totally justified. There's no way around it. It's either one or the other. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Seek and ye shall find. God's got your six. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about the Angel Tree campaign that we're doing. We do it every year, and I want you guys to participate with me this year. It's a campaign to help young people, young children whose parents are incarcerated, and their parents aren't just deadbeats, and it's people that work with the Prison Fellowship, and they're partnered with Angel Tree. So the parents with the Prison Fellowship are parents who are getting their life together, doing the right thing, getting back on track, and trying to build a relationship with their children until they get out of prison or out of jail. And we want to bridge that gap. So while they're still incarcerated, working on their lives, repented and wanting to move forward, believing in God, participating in the prison fellowship program, we want to be able to mend that gap between them and their children and give these kids an incredible Christmas holiday. And so the plan is to get as many children as we can a gift for Christmas, which includes a gift, a Bible, and a personalized message from their parents who's incarcerated. And this means the world to kids. 1,000%. I mean, we're changing lives every single year. We've already been able to help 800 kids. Our goal is 3,700 kids. And I know we can get there. I don't think it's going to be a matter of time. It's only a matter of time that we'll get there. But I want you to participate. Not because I want to bully you into it, make you feel desperate enough to do it. I only want the people who want to participate and be a blessing and that can obviously be a blessing, do it. I want you to be a part of this. It's a blessing to you as well. So go to theofficertatum.com, theofficertatum.com. Click on the banner at the very top of my website and go on and donate $25 to help one kid, $125 to help five, and so on and so forth. So donate today, theofficertatum.com, banner at the very top of the website. Be a blessing to these young people today. All right, I got a ton of people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I'm going to go with Janet. I think you have a Janet from St. Paul.
Hello.
Welcome to the Office Tatum Show. Hey, Janet.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. My reference is to the caller that you had on, and Israel handed over that all of that land 18 years ago. And they had 2 years of supposed big peace, and then 16 years ago, Hamas took it over. And then, as you had said, everything that they say and they teach and do, there is no Israel. They don't teach any children anything, and they've taken over the whole thing. I don't know what more the Jewish people could do. But they've appeased them and tried everything. And they don't go around just bombing everybody, hiding under the hospitals, the schools, beheading, burning children. The schools here in America are to blame for this, for teaching these college and high school people. But I would think when you get to college and older, maybe you might want to look up history a little bit. Shouldn't you take responsibility for that instead of getting in a march? I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's rooted in anti-Semitism. You know, a lot of these people are taught to hate Jews. They're taught to hate Christians. They're taught to hate anything that has to do with God. And yes, they're taught the believe in this false sense of an underdog. So if they believe that the black people are the underclass or the minority, then they support the black people no matter what they do, even if it's wrong. And they do the same thing for Palestinians. They feel like the Palestinians are the underdog and the big bad Jews are taking over. And so they blindly support them because they need a martyr.
But you know, when you're an adult, it's your responsibility to find out what the truth is. And all of us, there are a lot of God-fearing people out here, and we're not all these horrible, evil people. And these teachers, I blame the teachers and the churches who don't tell the truth, and they don't teach history and let them know. But when you get to be an adult, you better find out what the truth is, because you're responsible for what you believe and not just blindly march off and try to destroy a group of people.
Hey, man. Janet, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
A ton more people. Thank you so much. God bless you. I got a ton more people calling in. Larry from Placerville. What is that? Placerville?
No, Placerville.
Oh, it's got an R on it. Somebody typed it in. Placerville. Okay, thank you so much.
It's located between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe on Highway 50. Really great town. My comment, I appreciated that caller that was a couple of calls ago. He was very intelligent, and you were very kind and courteous to him. But my thought went to a sermon that I heard by Pastor Alan Jackson about a week or two ago. And he said, isn't it amazing that in 1947, the United Nations was all in favor of setting up a two-state nation, and Israel was in favor of it, but the Arab nations were against it. So then in 1948, when Israel was declared an independent nation, the very next day.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
It's really important that we take care of ourselves for our sake and the sake of our family, taking balance of nature. I just feel better.
I'm active. My wife and I go to the gym 7 days a week. If the weather's nice like a day like this, I ride my bike.
I've been taking balance of nature for the past 20 years.
I won't give it up.
I take balance of nature because it makes me feel great. I really thought that they paid people to say that stuff. And then I tried it. I was surprised. Balance of Nature really was the game changer. I'm serious. It works.
Celebrate Christmas with us. Go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code Brandon.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf, indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Unapologetically Christian and 1000% real, the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it will work well for you. Don't take my word for it. Scientists were looking, well, say scientists, doctors were looking for a better solution to joint discomfort and aches and pains, and they came up with Relief Factor, which is, they have a lot of natural supplements one or two supplement types are being turmeric and the other one is omega-3s that they use to help your body naturally fight off the inflammation and joint discomfort versus using pills and drugs that only temporarily mask what you're feeling and may not get to the root cause of why you feel joint discomfort and aches and pain. So go to relieffactor.com. Over a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit for $19.95, and nearly 70% of them have gone on to order more. So go to relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, and get some Relief Factor today. Let me go to the next caller. I think we got AC from Cleveland, Ohio. AC, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer Tatum. I just wanted to tell you that Israel was formed by prophecy. It was formed by God, okay? It was prophesied in Isaiah 66, verse 8. It talks about a nation being born at once, okay? And
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew 24, that to learn a parable of the fig tree, and when it put forth its leaves, you know that summer is nigh. God set Israel up. And the Palestinians are in for a fool if they think they're going to put Israel into the sea. They're in for a fooling. God gave them that land. Now, they have to be good stewards of it, okay? They have to be obedient to God, but nobody's going to take that land from them. They can give parts of it away, which they made a terrible mistake in 2005. They should have never carved out Gaza. They should have held on to it. It was never God's will for them to divide the land like that. And now they're suffering over it. And shortly after that was done, Ariel Sharon, the Israeli prime minister, suffered a stroke. So God means business. Now, people need to realize this. They need to understand Bible history. And it was one vote in the UN in 1947 or 48 that allowed Israel to be formed as a nation. One vote. That has to be God. And in three wars, 1956, 1967, and 1973, the Israelis were attacked, and they won every one of those wars, and they were outnumbered. God was in it for them. Make Amen. Sense?
Yep, I believe that. Yeah, AC, I appreciate your call, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. I agree to that. I really do think God had his hand on it, and that's what it, you know. When I went to Israel, I see God all over it. I see the history of the Jews all over it. Now, I don't know about the modern theology of Judaism today, but when you go back and look at the history, it's almost like you reconnect with God's purpose for that land. And the land and God's purpose and all that is bigger than the people that are currently there. Some of them are still rejecting Jesus. But when you go back and look at Abraham, when you go back and look at King David, the city of David, you start looking at Solomon's temple, and it's crazy. And then you go to Jesus of Nazareth. You see Jesus, the Sea of Galilee, the stories of the things he did, and you physically are there. It's mind-blowing. It's revelation. And you see God moving in a way that have set Israel up for incredible success. Some people have never been to Israel, but the people that have been to Israel, do you see Israel today? Flourishing. It's beautiful. It's technologically advanced. I mean, they have come in and done a tremendous work. And the reason why they're hated so much is because look at Israel. And look at the surrounding nations. These people were coming into the land with nothing. And they built such a tremendous state. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And I don't know what the root cause of it is. I don't know if it's religious. I don't know if it's morality. I don't know what it is. But you go into the places where Jewish people live and the Israelis live, and it's nice. It's kept neat. It feels safe. You go some of the places where the Palestinians are, it's like ghettos. I've seen it. I mean, we went to some of the holy land, holy places, monasteries and things like that, and you got to drive through some of the Palestinian land, and it's like just garbage. Like, they just leave their stuff everywhere. And I'm not saying that's indicative of every Palestinian. That's just like when you go to the hood and you see black people and it's trash everywhere. That's not every black person. But it does speak to the difference in morality, the difference in, you know, the way they keep themselves or how they value their own land. I just think that the Jewish people did a wonderful work there, and I think God has called them back to that land for them to do great things. They were attacked, and they were not defeated. The Palestinians and the Jordanians and Syrians, and, I mean, you go down the list. They could have all overthrown and gotten rid of the Jews, but they didn't. And I believe it's because God is on their side and helping them become victorious. Just the same way that Hamas is not going to survive this. No way, form, or fashion. Even without the United States of America. I just think God has anointed that nation and the people there. Even if they, whether they understand it, agree with it or not. I think it's a land that the Jews belong in. That it belongs to them. And the Palestinians, you know, to me, the Palestinians are occupying. Because if you go back in history, how did the Palestinians get there? They were not always there. The Jewish people, the Abraham and all of them were always there. History upon history. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Romans, they were there before any of these so-called Palestinians were there. And, you know, you read some articulation of Palestinian, and it was never a land called Palestine.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village. By sponsoring a brick, you become a part of the Blueprints of Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
They should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month. Job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
You are listening to the best of the Officer Tatum Show.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I just had to spend an hour to talk about this immigration issue because it's really plaguing our country. Some people don't want to acknowledge it. Some people think that there's other things that are important. But, man, I'm telling you right now, this is a bigger deal than they're trying to make it out to be. And if we are not knowledgeable about it, we're gonna be in trouble. Now, I want to pull up some of the calls just in case there's somebody that wanted to comment. And, of course, I can't find the page that it's on. But regardless of that, I think it's invaluable for us to have this conversation about the border. And I think we have to be transparent and understand who's on what side. You know, I'm wholehearted and in good faith believe that we should support people who want to come to this country. However, we've got to do it the right way. You can't just make one example, anecdotal example, and say, look, this person came over here and they built the wealth and they did this, but what about everybody else? If we were managing and saying, hey, if you come over here and build wealth, you can stay. If you don't, you can leave. We don't do that. We let everybody over here. And I would argue if you just roll the dice and look at the population of humanity as a whole, most people ain't going to do nothing with their life. Most people are going to, you know, they're going to soak as much as they can off of society. They're going to get involved in domestic violence. They're going to have children out of wedlock or children within wedlock more than they can take care of. That's just human nature. So if you roll the dice and you influx a bunch of people over here that are uneducated in many cases, that are coming from these impoverished third world countries, you're going to get a lot of problems. And I think it's a shame that our school system is being burdened by people who cannot speak English. I dated a girl, it was a long time ago, I mean, 6-7 years ago. I dated a girl that was a school teacher. And they literally had kids in her class that could not speak English. So they had to create a whole new curriculum and class for English as second language students. I mean, what, that's unacceptable. And then so they have the burden of teachers having to be taken away from your children to deal with these children. We need to send these kids back. You and your parents need to go back where you came from. We can't let everybody in here. And I want to make this as clear as mud. You come over here illegal, you got to go home. There's plenty of people who are applying and doing it the right way. We need to reserve space for the people who are doing it the right way. They should be able to fill out the application. It should be processed as soon as possible, and they should be in this country in no time. It should be a quick, easy process. But these other people are making it harder on the people who are trying to do what's right, and that needs to change. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you guys about this nutrition nut and these liberals saying that good nutrition is racist and is part of white supremacy. You cannot make this stuff up. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey,
what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.